What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. And this is gonna be a special one for you guys right now, because we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of great stuff, a lot of bad stuff, a lot of fun stuff. I wouldn't say bad stuff, a lot of interesting stuff going on. Of course, I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in all of San Francisco, Mr. Tim Geddes, and running the show today because Barrett snakes. Okay, Kevin took two to the dome, two anacondas right to the dome. Roger, we called him, and apparently the cell phone rang, but we could barely hear it through the anaconda that he got swallowed.
Yeah, that was the thing. He answered it. We just hear a bunch of hissing.
And hissing. It was a hiss party. So Andy's running the show today, as you can tell. We're very excited for that. Greg, of course, I think swallowed a snake and now has become a snake. We don't know what's happening.
You think the full sort of metamorphosis has begun with Greg?
I'd like to think so. You know, I think the next time we see him, he'll be in full Voldemort, where it's just like like there's no bridge of his nose anymore. It's just like, and he does the fire thing.
Oh, nice.
Which would be super cool. To add to that, I don't know if they're flying over your part of the city today, Tim, but I think they're flying over Andy. They're very much flying over my house. The Blue Angels are practicing for Fleet Week. So I apologize to any listeners or viewers if you just hear a supersonic jet go over my head occasionally. Because that's going to happen about 15 times during this podcast.
Yeah, we apologize. The sounds of incoming war are on our end.
Yes.
Incoming war. Yeah. I also love, though, that on top of all this disaster, like the Patreon homies out there, they understand. They know, live chat gang, they're there. Every twice a week we get together, we talk on this podcast, and they get to watch live. And oftentimes we're later than the scheduled time for a whole bunch of reasons. But today is like especially funny because it is 2:22 right now. We're supposed to go live at 2. The three of us were here at 2, but we were just like, fuck, what do we do? How do we figure this out? And he's like, don't worry, I got it. And then we start building it out. And he's like, wait, you know what? How are we gonna do the intro? How are you gonna see each other? Oh, I don't have the background. I don't have anything. Yeah, this isn't a good idea. So here we are.
there was that moment of kind of like, yeah, I could build that out, no problem. Cause you know, I've run Kind of Funny Games Daily post shows in the past, and that's a bit easier of a process. And this one was like, oh, there's a lot more to this than I thought there was. And so I just kind of like, I just created an OBS color source and went for like, what's a decent color blue? Which one matches the most? I think it's going well, though. I think it's working out. You know,
sadly, I think to a lot of people, and this is I mean, I don't think our audience is that discerning. I think to a lot of people, if we hadn't said anything, they wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, they're doing some bit. Greg probably has said something that he thought was funny, and everyone else is like, I guess we're doing it. You know, now, here we are.
Yeah, now everyone's posting cheese emotes in the chat and the live chat and everything. Everything's cheese now, which makes me sad.
Not gonna complain.
I'm trying to keep my cholesterol down, and cheese is my favorite thing to snack on. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five, best friends, sometimes three, best friends gather on these mics, all bringing some topics to shoot the breeze with, or just talking about our lives, what we've been watching, what we've been thinking, what we've been doing. If you want to be part of this and you want to be extra cool, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where if you back us, you could be watching right now and be in the live chat, just like Joshy G is, who's just posted some cheese emotes in a rap. And normally I would be insulted by this, but I'm perpetuating this. So it's my fault 100% here.
Now, Nick, you shout out Jossie G with the emotes, but I'm surprised you didn't go for Cody Hagler, who just says, Nick, Chi Chi.
I didn't see that. But I had to get past Kurt W's three lines of just cheeses that were happening in the chat right now. Thank you guys all for your patience if you're watching this live. We appreciate it. As you know, this is one of those. This is just where we're at right now. Sometimes it's great, and sometimes you get this show, but I guarantee it's going to be great as well. Of course, if you got no bucks to give and you're watching this, please consider subscribing to our channel. We appreciate that. We're almost at 300,000 subscribers on this channel, which puts us in the cool kid club. And guess what? If we're in that club, we're leaving the door open for you. It's like when you used to sneak into theaters when you were a kid. One person would buy the ticket. 17 of your friends would come in.
I never did that.
Obviously see that. I didn't either. I'm not a rule breaker.
Way too scared.
Couldn't do it. Shout out to our Patreon producers, Pranksky, Delaney Twinning.
Nailed it.
Julie Gamer and Pranksy again. Thank you so much for backing us over on the Patreon at that level. Today we're brought to you by Babbel, Overland, and Raycon, but we'll talk about those a little bit later. Tim, you wanted to kick this podcast off with the most interesting topic of all time.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but it has been something that I've been thinking about a lot. I've been watching this show recently called The Last Laugh. If you're not familiar with The Last Laugh, it is a Rooster Teeth production hosted by Jeff Ramsey and Elise Willems. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially a try not to laugh challenge, but it is one of the most high production value shows like RT's ever done. It looks like it would fit right at home on MTV, where it's like a kind of like reality game show type thing, where the concept is they put a bunch of people in a room for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And the room's full of with a bunch of dumb shit and costumes and gags and stuff. A group of like, I don't even remember, 12 people come in. You're allowed one bag of props that you get to bring into this room. And you were given 3 lives. And the thing is, if you laugh or smile or smirk or any sign a visible laughter on your face, you lose a life. Last man standing wins and is crowned the funniest person, right? So we're on season 2 right now. We watched season 1. It's a good time. It creates a lot of awkward moments where it's like everyone's trying so hard to be funny that it just kind of becomes
noise. What I was going to ask. I was like, how many times does it happen, like, where, you know, your friend tries to be funny and it's just like, shut up.
So Greg, that's kind up, of... Greg. Exactly. That's kind of what the content is, where it's like you kind of assume like, oh, it's gonna be really funny. But you know what the least funny thing in the world is, Nick? And I'm sure you know this better than most. It's when you make a joke and no one's laughing. There's something inherently about when people laugh, it makes you want to laugh.
Let's back that up for a second. You said, mm-hmm, I know this most. You were just putting, mm-hmm, that out there, mm-hmm, just because, mm-hmm, I'm a comedian.
You have a lot of experience with it. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Seeing other people do it, right? That's what you, mm-hmm,
think. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're there. You see other stand-up comedians standing on that stage and people not laughing, and you understand, like, this isn't good. But that becomes the content, though, because it's seeing them begin to go crazy. And it's funny because what happens more often than not, very light spoilers, people end up making themselves laugh,
of course,
and getting eliminated. So it kind of, you find your favorites and kind of go from there. I just want to give a major shout out to Charlotte this season. Charlotte from Funhouse, fucking hilarious, utterly hilarious, and I've been enjoying the hell out of it. So every time we watch it, just like watching a lot of game shows, you know, you're sitting at home, you're watching Survivor, or you're watching Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, and you play along, or you start to think, if we were here, what would happen? That happens all the time when me and G are watching the show. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, mm-hmm, if Kind of Funny were to do this, what would happen? If our normal, like, other friend groups were to do this, what would happen? So that is the topic I want to present to you guys. Let's say Last Laugh season 3 happens and they're inviting Kind of Funny members to be part of it.
Yeah.
Who is our best bet? What is the play? What's the situation?
For sure not Greg. Like, I'm just going to say that right now. Greg Miller, out of all of us, makes himself laugh more than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right.
He'll get 2 words out of a sentence and then burst hysterically into laughing, and we'll have to make him leave the room. He's out. I feel like Kevin's out. I think Andy might be, you or Andy might be our best bet.
I'm a laugh.
I think.
I'd laugh too easy.
I don't think you would. I think you have enough discipline to not laugh. I think I would make myself laugh before anyone else. I think I saw the preview for this when we had Elise. We had them on In Review. They're still on In Review, which is great. You guys check that out. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a fun show. I'll check it out. And I was like, I would dominate this. And then I thought for a second, I'm like, no, I would not do well.
I think I would break character pretty often. There have been a lot of bits that we try to do where part of the delivery is to not laugh and to be super self-serious about it and really deadpan. It's really hard for me to do that. So I don't think I could do it. Especially when I just think about, like, I just love a good cackle. I love cackling.
Yeah. Me too.
At this point, it feels like it's like sort of blue, like you're getting blue balls. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just let me laugh. I want to explode out with laughter.
And you see that happen. Like the cast they got for season 2, like, it, there's a bunch of hilarious people. And then there's a bunch of people that you could tell they put in there to get got. They're the cannon fodder, mm-hmm, of it all, where it's just like, you know, they're going to break because all they want to do is laugh, and they're just trying so sincerely hard, and it's so cute. But yeah, I feel like most of us are Kind of Funny would fall into that camp where a lot of us are serial laughers. We want to be supportive. We want to be part of it. We want to cackle. We want to giggle.
I think if
Blue Angels,
the Blue Angels agree. The Blue Angels agree.
The Blue Angels love it. I feel like, okay, so I'm of the 2 mind on me, right? First off, people in the chat were talking about Snowbike Mike. I'm like, are you fucking, forget about it. Mike can't stop smiling. There's no way. I've never not seen Mike smile. It's not going to happen. One time, yeah. I think I saw him a little sleepy and he stopped smiling for a hot second. That was about it. If you were to tell me, Nick, we're gonna wake you up early in the morning and we're gonna take you to a Starbucks and it's not gonna be a good Starbucks, and you put me in a bad mood all day, then I might not think everything was funny.
So as the show goes on, again, I'm trying not to spoil any like specific bits, but they end up throwing in a bunch of twists and shit when it goes too long without people getting eliminated. Mm-hmm. Where they'll like incentivize you to make others laugh. Like you can gain other lives and things.
Oh, cool.
So it's like they're trying to make it like tolerable.
You're trying to get KOs.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to get them headshots, mm-hmm. those laugh headshots.
Yeah.
So I would love to see it. I would love to see if I could nominate the three people. I'd want you two and Greg, because I would want to see how it all would play out. That would be fun.
I think we would get, but I honestly think one of two things would happen, because Greg is a competitor, you know. I mean, some would say all three of us are competitors as well. I think he might be able to do it for an hour, but if it goes on longer than that, he's breaking at some point. And if there's alcohol involved, if he has one beer, he's going to be chuckling for a hot second. Andy might be able to do it.
I really just think that once the laugh fits begin,
it's done.
It's really tough to kind of recover from that. Well, because
there's also an awkwardness to it, right? There's also like that underlining tension. And this is, by the way, this is a brilliant show. I love the idea, because one of my favorite things ever is watching like compilations of SNL when they break and they laugh. And I would actually argue that when people get made to laugh on SNL, it's actually funnier than the skit most, like 9 out of 10 times. So I think that's pretty amazing. How do we get in season 3? How do we make this happen? I'm down.
If I'm being honest, I'm pretty sure if we wanted to be on season 3, like all we had to do is be like, hey, we want to be on season 3. Because like, I don't get the vibe that anybody that does this show wants to come back. Like it sounds like utter torture.
Oh, it sounds
when
horrible.
You watch it, you can see them where they're just like, I hate this. I am throwing anything I can at the wall, and it is just cringy. It is horrible, but I'm just trying. I'm just trying to get by and also not laugh at what everyone's doing. And like Alfredo was on last season, and he's not on this season. And I'm like,
oh, they didn't have
he did pretty well. He did pretty well. It was his choice. He's like, I ain't doing that shit again. But yeah, it is very funny. There are a couple returning people.
A lot of people. A couple people throwing out Gary. Gary would be the ultimate troll. For this, Gary That's doesn't laugh good. At anything. I don't think even. I don't think Gary.
They have their Gary emotions.
Do they? Who do they have? Our Gary's better.
Gus Sarola.
Oh shit! I wasn't thinking about Gus. Yeah, Gus can probably out Gary Gary for sure. Who won last year?
I don't want to spoil. It's entertaining though. It's entertaining.
But Jeff doesn't actually compete, right? Because Jeff I wouldn't is the host. Compete against. Okay.
Jeff is the host. Elise was a competitor last season, and she fucking killed it. But she self-eliminated accidentally.
Oh, no.
She was in a bit playing an old man. She broke.
I think it's Gary and Gus, though. I think Gus has more physical capabilities when it comes to comedy, because Gus takes off his shirt, and Gus looks kind of unique shirtless.
that's a nice way of putting it.
He's got a very unique look to him, and I think that adds to the comedic factor. I don't think Gary would ever want to do that, and I think at that point it's like, all right, well, what are your strengths versus your weaknesses? That's so funny though that Elise self-eliminated. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like honestly, the majority of the people, at least one of their lives are because they make themselves laugh.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, that would be me too. There's just no way. You can't smile.
No, you can't smile at all. And what a lot of people get dinged on is they're covering in a character. So like, example, there's somebody in this season that at some point does like the Sound of Music thing where they put their arms out and start spinning around. And you can't do that without smiling. He was playing a bit to make other people laugh.
Yeah.
But then he gets dinged. You can't smile.
I would have called for immunity right then and there.
Yeah, I would have wanted immunity on that one. I would have been like, replay. I want to see the replay on that, because if you're smiling as part of a bit, that should be allowed, I think.
What game shows do you think you would be best fit for? Just like network game shows. Not even necessarily. I mean, we could do reality shows as well, reality competitions. But I like more along the lines of, you know, Plinko or $1,000 pyramid or $10,000. How much money is in that pyramid nowadays?
I think it's a $10,000 pyramid.
Inflation changed it.
Let me tell you the one I thought I'd be good at, Andy. And then recently, like seeing an old episode of it, I'm like, oh, I would be terrible at that. Is Wheel of Fortune. Mm. When I watched Wheel of Fortune, I was like, this is fucking easy. How could people not guess this stuff? And then I think back to it, I'm like, I don't think I ever guessed a single one of them. There could be one letter left, and my brain just doesn't work that way. Where I'm like, I don't know what the phrase is going to be. So definitely that one's out. Jeopardy's 100% out. That's just way too hard. Yeah.
I think Wheel of Fortune would be good for me. I think I might be pretty decent at that. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I think everyone thinks they would be. I think I am too. And every week, Wheel of Fortune's on right before Bachelor. So I catch the last. It's
still
like,
on? They still make that show?
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and Van is still there. It's a whole thing. But the last 10 minutes of the show, pretty much every week I happen to have on in front of me as I'm waiting for The Bachelor. And the final bits is when you get the most kind of guesses, the quickest. I never get a single one. No. Maybe once in a while I'll be like, hey, like I get a word or two of it. But it's like these motherfuckers are next level good at this shit.
A turncoat never drops the raincoat. You got it. Like it's some shit like that. You know, it's always like some cool little phrase or whatever. Yeah.
If it works today, it works tomorrow. Like,
that's kinda... I will say a fun thing is Nick and I were on a game show once for years ago. Buzz TV was this YouTube conglomerate that bought the rights to a bunch of like licenseless different game shows that they were allowed to kind of like do themselves, and like it was shit that was mainly an internet thing, but like was played on shitty ass TV channels, like probably on the Game Show Network and things like that. Like I don't fucking know, but we played. What was it called, Nick?
I remember the
Taboo.
Set.
It's Taboo, but like, or you're trying to get people to name, like there's like a word behind Nick, and I'm trying to get him to say that word.
Yeah, it's Taboo, basically.
Yeah. Oh, but it's like
you can't say certain phrases of the word. So if like the word was snow, you'd be like, this thing is cold. It happens in the winter. You let snow.
Right? Like when they put the card on their forehead.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But it was like there'd be rounds that are like, all right, this round's superheroes.
Didn't we
win? Then we did really good. And then we got our asses kicked when we went up against the.
They fucked us on that final round, though. Yeah, because we beat the first team, which I forget what their names were, but we ended up
destroyed them.
We destroyed them. And then we got to the next one. I was like, this is like legit. Like, I don't want to say this, but I'm like, they legit rigged this against us because they wanted, because the other guys we're going against were like, had like millions of followers and they wanted them to tweet about it more. And we were like, I'm like, this is actually horse shit right now. I stole so much shit from that set.
They were Collider people then.
I'm joking.
Oh, damn it.
Was it Collider?
It was related to the Schmoes people. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was anyone I recognized.
But before we knew them.
Yeah.
It was,
oh, by the way, the other person on this podcast is Andy.
Oh, he's running it all. But anyways, I will say, Andy, being on a game show, and like it wasn't like, you know, the legit TV sets that you know, but like it was pretty impressive overall. Like it was like, there is the stage, there is the set, there is the different sides and stuff. And Nick and I were so fucking nervous. Like, because now it's like, cool, pressure's on. There's an audience watching you.
Now you're competing.
You're competing in this game show. So all the talk of, oh, I think I'll be good at Wheel of Fortune, you're just on display and you got to go. And Nick and I worked like a goddamn team. I was so impressed at some of the things that me and him got each other to say. It's like, holy crap. Okay. I want to find the name of this damn show.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm sure I'm looking for it now. But it was something buzzworthy. Was it buzzworthy?
It was Buzzer. Buzzer.
Yeah, that's gonna be a weird.
I'll figure it out
while you do that. But I don't know.
So Survivor, you would not be good for Survivor. None of y'all. I'm gonna say no immediately.
No way.
Oh,
no.
You know what? I would
take my shirt off.
Nick, you know what? You and I were born for.
What's that?
The Masked Singer.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be really fun. But I would take the mask off and people are like, who the fuck is that?
Well, I mean, that's usually how the game is.
I've only watched like a half of like a trailer for that show. But
every once in a while, you'll get like, Christina Ricci. You'll get one of those celebs. Yeah. But for the most part, I feel like it's a lot of kind of people that their star has faded.
Just never catch on? So like we can't get big stars?
It actually got pretty popular and... I'm mostly lying about the celebrity quality. Like there's actually some like current basketball players and athletes and people hosts from other game shows and stuff like that. So it's not the most like, you know, oh my gosh, why do we have the guy from 3 Men and a Baby or some shit? You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like random celebrities. It's definitely improved quite a bit with celebrity quality. T-Pain won one of the years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Team, they found it. Who found it? Oh, Roger found it.
Roger found it. It's the celebrity name game is what we did. And we got our asses destroyed by the screen junkies. That's what it was.
That's who it was. They rigged that so fucking hard for the screen junkies because they have such a budget.
No. Do you remember how they rigged it, Nick? This is all coming back to me. Yeah. And you can see the evidence if you guys watch this fucking episode. There is a thing where we won and that we kept moving forward like through the different ranks or whatever. And then when it got to this was, I think, the semifinals. We needed three people on our team and we didn't have three people. So they gave us a guest person and it was some fucking total dipshit dude.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Knew nothing. And he fucked us so hard. Me and Nick were so mad at him. We're just like, you fucking idiot. Like it was the type of shit. It was like Spider-Man. What's his alter ego? What's his name? And this kid's like
bro, was it this kid?
Bruce Wayne? And we're like,
no! I'm gonna murder this kid. Meanwhile, fucking, oh god, that's right. Was this the kid with the sleeveless shirt?
That yes! Line yes, yeah, it was!
That fucking kid. He's probably got 30 million followers.
Oh, for sure, right for sure, dude.
His name's like Daver or something cool like that. Like, hey, what's up,
Daver?
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what you mean,
dude. We dominated that first round, and I just feel like they were like, these people are. God, my beard looks so much shorter there. I was having my hair here, Tim. Why don't you tell me the hair on that side was just not looking good? I wish we could show the audience this, but you know, audio listeners, for the first time in your life, you're the ones that are getting the better of
you're
this,
the ones.
People who are watching this are like,
no, I can figure it out.
It looks good though. I'm not gonna lie. You're right, Tim. This set did look good. It looks like a game show.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me back there with my cool shoes on. God, that's bringing me back. When was this, like a VidCon?
No,
we
dude.
Just go down here for that.
We just went down to LA. It was July 30th, 2015. Oh,
Rocco from Mega 64. Is
there? Yeah, oh yeah, maybe. Mega 64 was. They were hilarious.
I'm pretty sure they were not taking this seriously.
No, they weren't. Pretty much any time they were asked a question, they would answer it with 50 Cent's "Blood in the Sand," no matter what the question was.
That's incredible. For that.
Oh man, I really wore that shirt. I wore a gray shirt on this. Didn't look great.
I mean, that's your shirt, dude. What do you want, like? That's the
thing. Some would say it's what Kyle Richards would say is my signature look, for sure.
Who's Kyle Richards?
Tim, you want to take this one?
Kyle Richards is the longest running Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. I don't know why she would say it. Oh yeah, she's the only OG.
She would not say it's my signature look. That she's never said that before. I just thought I'd throw that back there.
I do appreciate that though, Nick.
I want to try out Wipeout with Mike.
Here's the thing. I love Mike. Everyone knows I love Mike. He has quickly become one of my favorite people on this planet. But I don't believe that he's athletic. He tells me he's athletic, Andy. He tells me that if he could, I don't believe it. I think if he does Wipeout, he's going to hurt himself.
I mean, you're right. Maybe I've never really seen him do a whole lot of athletic things, but every day he promises me that if right now I needed him, he could run a sub-6 minute mile.
We had that conversation on the podcast last time. And didn't he say he could run a 6 minute mile, but the second one's going to be real hard, real hard?
The second mile? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, he was always like, I think we were talking about it the other night. He was like, I could run a 6 minute mile. And I was like, yeah, but I think Kevin was like, well, but the real test is how many 6 minute miles can you run in succession? Can you run 3 miles? And get come in under.
Why do people always want more? Why do people always want more? Right?
Because it's the internet, Andy. That's what Instagram and TikTok trains you to want. You know, every time you're like, oh, I spent 4 hours on TikTok. The people over TikTok are like, how do we get them to spend 4.5 hours on TikTok?
That's bullshit.
That's just how it goes.
It's such bullshit.
Gia and Cool Greg are both prepping for a half marathon coming up, and that sounds like hell. Horrible. I don't like anything about that. Not at all.
I don't understand. And we've talked about this a lot, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time, you know, lamenting on this. but I don't understand. And I'm quickly not liking people who run. It's like I've turned a corner on it now.
Holy cow.
Before I used to be like, I'm so proud of people who run. But now I'm like,
resentful.
You know what? No, we should end it. We should stop this. It's not something human beings have to do anymore. We've invented cars. We have electric scooters. We have roller skates. We knocked it out of the park with roller skates in the 80s. Think about this.
That's really
half marathon. And what is
solid
that?
Solid point.
13 miles?
Yeah, 13 point.
That's bonkers.
13.7? Mm-hmm. No, wait. Because a marathon is 26.2, right? Yeah, 27.2.
Don't worry about the points. I'm just rounding down. It's fine.
I always forget. I always forget where the points are and where the decimal points go.
How come I can't see your camera, Andy?
Wait, what do you mean?
You're doing the virtual thing. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know. That people that run marathons to me are just like, I'm off. I'm obviously kidding. If you guys are running, that's amazing. That's a great thing for you. I could never do it. I can never run. The act of physically running forward, it just feels horrible to me.
It's the act of physically running forward is just the funniest way to explain running. Like,
dude, but you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you're like, okay, I'll jog in place or whatever. I'll warm up a little bit. That's fine. But moving forward, like the other day, I was like, oh, the light's changing as I'm walking across the street. I'm like, I have 3 seconds. I can do it. And I ran across the street. I'm like, why did I do that? Lesson learned. Next time, just wait. Just wait another cycle of light.
Once I get the blood pumping, though, I feel really good about my situation. I truly feel like, oh, like this feels good, and the heart's pumping. I love waking up sore the next day. I know that I accomplished something whenever I wake up sore the next day.
I don't mean it.
That's always the mark of a good kind of workout.
The fucking Screen Junkies got Lee Newton for their teammate, and we got Daver.
Formerly
SourceFed person.
Oh, I don't know anybody from Screen Junkies.
Yeah, that was a whole fucking thing. God. I want to watch that one day, Nick. We should do a live reaction to that game show.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, me and you, we did pretty damn well. We made some bad mistakes, and there was some things that just showed our kind of blind spots when it comes to things. Like, there was a lot of actors and shit. I remember you asked me, like, George Clooney's in this movie, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
nowadays, I'd be, like, thanks to In Review, I'd probably be a lot better at that game nowadays. But it was intense. I remember one of the things was the actor that plays Batman, and you said that you're like the actor that plays Batman, and I literally had to run through all of them until it was the right one.
And I think it was like Michael Keaton, and I was like, "Yeah, oh, man, come on, you got to."
That's
start
so
with
sad.
Michael
That's
Keaton.
So disappointing.
Andy, what were you gonna say earlier?
I was gonna bring up a new TV show that just got announced that Phil Lord and Christopher Miller are running, and it's a murder mystery for Apple Plus.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I'm in. That's everything you need to tell me right there.
Eight part episode. You're not in. Why?
Because I'll give it a shot. But everyone was like, "You gotta watch."
I'm sure they'll be thankful for you giving them a shot, Nick.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they want my fucking business, Andy, they have my phone number. I have tweeted my phone number.
My number is out there.
It's out there. They have yet to text me. So, FYI. No, because everyone was like, "Dude, you gotta watch this Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez murder mystery building show on Hulu." And I watched 30 minutes the first episode. I'm like, this is not good. This is bad.
Who told you to watch that, Nick?
I'm not going to throw her under the bus, Tim, but it rhymes with Rory.
Wow. Joey. Okay. God, that was a hard.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough.
Yeah. So why are you barking?
Could have said Toey. Could have said Toey.
Yeah.
Could have said Doey. I said the arg went in there.
I thought you were going to say release Willems.
No, Elise didn't tell me that. Elise is a huge fan of Martin Short and Steve Martin. I'm a fan of both of those gentlemen in their own rights. But man, every time they collab on something, I'm like, this just does not, it doesn't work for me. And that show was so weird.
Dude, it's fucking weird. So it's 7 episodes in. I'm one behind right now. And
watching it?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It has hit a point that it's good. I can actually say the show is good. It started weird, and I wouldn't recommend anyone watch it. It's not good enough as, like, a blind recommendation. But, like, the last episode I just saw was actually fantastic. Like, there's, like, a gimmick to the episode that is really damn well done.
Is it a limited run? Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, there potentially could be a season 2. Because the whole thing's just about these guys making a podcast about murders that take place in this one specific building, and they end up knowing somebody that was murdered in that building type shit. Yeah. But there's like twists and turns and cameos and things that like make it just fun enough. And the show is, like you said, Nick, weird as shit, because I don't think it really commits to a specific tone. No. Where it's not quite a comedy. It's not quite a full-on drama. It's not quite a full-on mystery. Yeah. But like, it does find its place where like the elements don't work until they do. And then I'm like, all right, cool, I'm into this. But I wouldn't recommend people watch it. So like, that's a thing. But with what Andy's saying here, it's like, this sounds like a dream combo, a murder mystery from these guys.
The hell show yeah. stars Tiffany Haddish, Sam Richardson, Ben Schwartz, Ilana Glazer, and apparently a lot of other comedy stars, including Dave Franco.
I mean, you had me at Dave Franco.
I love Dave Franco.
Ilana Glazer is from the Comedy Central show, right?
What's her name?
Is that the Broad City one?
Yeah, Broad City. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Awesome. Love her too.
I gotta go back and watch Broad City. I never actually watched that show.
It's so good.
I think any episode. Oh, I know. I remember watching an episode over your shoulder on a plane, and I don't even think I could hear it. I think I could just barely hear it coming out of your speakers or out of your headphones. And I was like, This is really funny. This looks funny as shit.
Nick so, just like leaning over really closely.
No, you can imagine, right, Andy?
Yes.
Nick, I think it was yesterday I recommended that you watch a show, and I was telling you, I was like, I'm not sure about this show, but like, you need to watch the first episode because it's such Nick humor and it's like so specifically funny. I have now caught up in it. I've seen all four episodes that are out currently. And I am now in a Slack thing on Twitter as well, talking to Bless and Joey about it, and they've been watching it. It's a show called The Premise that is an FX show, but it's on Hulu, so you can just watch it on Hulu. It's BJ Novak's new show, Andy. Mm-hmm. So there's some connections there for you.
The Office. He's on that show you like, Andy, that no one has ever heard of.
Exactly. But the premise of The Premise is it's essentially Black Mirror, but comedy. Mm-hmm. So it's an anthology series where each episode is kind of like a what if this situation were to happen. But all the situations are kind of dealing with like modern wokeness. And so like it's like Twilight Zone, but with the question of like, how would this woke person deal in this type of situation? And what are all the weird, funny things that can happen from it?
Interesting.
But it has way more of a comedy slant than a like horror scary slant. Mm-hmm. And because of that, comedy, very subjective. The show definitely does not take itself seriously, or it does up until a point, and then most episodes have some like moment of no return where it's like, this is now just sheer unrealistic slapstick comedy. But I can say now, four episodes in, the reviews are wrong. A lot of people saying the show is like not accomplishing its goals or whatever. No, dude, it is. It's fucking funny. Some of the things are way too real. Episode 2 is like legitimately a 10 out of 10. Like, damn, they nailed the story and it's really good. But episode 1, Nick, you gotta watch it. It's gonna make you laugh so fucking hard.
I mean,
so
listen.
Hard.
You knocked it out of the park with Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar.
That wasn't me.
You knocked it out of the park.
Oh, did you end up liking that?
No.
Oh. No.
But there are moments in the beginning of it that make me laugh harder than I've laughed at anything in my entire life. And I was like, I'll give this a shot. Like, that was one of those movies where I'm like, I want to love this movie, but it's just, there's not enough there for me.
I don't know why I was so invested into whether you would like it or not, because I just feel like there was a lot of conversation around it.
Insane. It should be a movie that I vibe with, but I just think there just wasn't, it was just a little off in places. There was just a little too much, like, singing and a little too much zaniness. Like, it needed to be slightly more grounded. Like, I think I would have liked it a lot if everyone except them was just like grounded in reality, you know. I don't know, I kind of like it more like when it's like Talladega Nights, where the Ricky Bobby character is ridiculous but everyone else is kind of normal around him. And so I don't know, at one point right when the mice started dancing and playing violins, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna vibe.
Whoa, I would have never assumed that was a part of it.
Andy, it's one of those movies that's just like, how random can we get?
It's everything.
Like, let's just like keep fucking going and get weirder and weirder.
Things, there's musical moments. It's fucking weird as shit. But Kristen Wiig and the other lady that's in it, the other actress that's in it, are hilarious. And the shtick is great. It's just the movie itself is just not very interesting to me. But
Wow, it presents itself like Stranger Things. I didn't even realize I was going to do that. Like, the trailer has the Stranger Things font like kind of popping through, making it look really ominous.
It's very weird. Speaking of which, I don't think we ever did the trailer reacts for the new Stranger Things, did we?
No, we didn't. Watch that? No.
Yeah. There's, I mean, there is a trailer, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. Are we excited for season four?
I still haven't seen the show.
What?
Yeah. I've only seen episode one of season one. That's it.
Wow.
And I don't know this about you.
I just never kept going. I don't know.
Dude, you need to it's October. It's the right time. Here's what I'm going to do, Tim. I'm going to get a bag of the individually wrapped full cup peanut butter cups.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to eat that, and then I'm going to come over to your house.
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to share.
We're going to watch all three seasons of Stranger Things because it's great.
Are you going to bring any over for him? Or?
No, I mean, if there's some left, sure, you can lick the chocolate off of one of those little cardboards that used to get. They don't do them anymore. Remember they used to little cardboards in it and be like, I'm going to lick this chocolate when no one's looking. And I'm like, actually, I don't care if anyone's looking. I'm still going to lick the fucking chocolate off the cardboard. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But before we get too far from the premise, I just want to kind of pitch it a little harder because, like, I think we got something special here. It's an anthology series, and the actors they have are just utterly insane. Like, episode one is Ben Platt, who we know from Dear Evan Hansen and Pitch Perfect and stuff. Episode two is John Bernthal, absolutely slaying the role he's in. It is unlike anything I've ever seen. So damn good. Episode three as Caitlin Dever, who's the girl from Booksmart.
I love Caitlin Dever.
And O'Shea Jackson Jr., who's Ice Cube's son. It's like, and Daniel Day-Kim is in episode five. Like, it is a crazy ass cast. And some of the top level, like, headlines of what they are. It's like, one episode is about, there's like a black dude that gets arrested, and like the cops said that one thing happened, but then evidence comes out that it wasn't that way, and the evidence was in the background of this awkward woke white guy's sex tape. So the white guy has to like submit that to the courts, but he's exposing how awkward he is, and so fucking funny.
That's awesome.
And then like another one is a Justin Bieber type like celebrity goes back to his high school for, like, you know how they do that shit of like hyping people up, and he's supposed to like get people to want to be the valedictorian. So he goes on stage, he's like, yeah, like, I'll fuck the valedictorian. And everyone's like, you can't do that. Like, you can't do that. He's like, why can't I do it, man? And then it's just like the PR and everyone having to deal with it. Like, it's so fucking funny, man.
Who is Ben Platt?
Ben Platt, do you remember Pitch Perfect, Andy?
I never watched Pitch Perfect.
Yes. Holy shit. He got a beard.
He's the magician.
They've got the magic in me. It's a great moment. Pitch Perfect is a movie I was just like, I want to live in it. I want to live in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, not the second one. Not the second one. Maybe the third
one. Maybe the third one, though.
I do want to say shout out to FX for just kind of
killing the game.
Trying weird shit. You know, like stuff that I think a lot of other networks might be a little thrown off by. Maybe this is a little too odd. How will this pick up with the larger audience? But I think FX is noticing what the majority of people are picking up on. Like, I don't think Netflix would have ever thought Squid Game was going to become a massive success. I mean, maybe they did, but maybe other studios that turned it down never saw what it was going to become, this kind of big phenomenon. I haven't watched it yet. You haven't watched it yet?
No. There's so much going on. I'm excited. Like, I think going to be one of those binge things where it's like, once we start, we're not going to be able to stop.
Yeah. Why are you smiling?
Yeah, I'm on FX's page right now, and I'm like, wait, what other shows do they produce right now? And obviously, like, Dave being the one that they just got to the bottom of the page. I'm like, I'm so in for that show. Every single season, I'm like, because it's so intense, I'm like, maybe I won't watch the third season. And then Tim gets me to watch the next season. I'm like, gosh darn it, all right.
No, to Andy's point, though, like, Nick, you should check out FX. Like, they have so many shows now where it's like, there's this, there's the What We Do in the Shadows
Atlanta
show. There's Atlanta. What's the other one that?
Well, they got Wide Last.
Reservation Dogs. Like, so much good shit.
You guys watch American Horror Story at all?
No.
Nah, I'm not into that either.
Dude, I hate the thumbnail. Every time I pull up the Hulu, it's like this giant fucking alien making out with this woman. I'm like, I don't need this in my life.
Too much, dude. It's always like, you know what it always is? It looks shiny and greasy. Like, it's always like lubey. Like, it's lubed up. You're like, why is everything lubed up and so greasy in this?
There's one show I need to catch up on, and that is season four of, Fargo. Season four of Fargo. With Chris Rock.
Supposed to be really good.
Chris Rock is the lead in it, and I love season one through three. If you haven't watched Fargo, I implore you to watch Fargo. It is, again, the year that, like, True Detective won the best season anthology show. Oh, no. True Detective won the best series Fargo season one won the best miniseries, like anthology show for the Emmys or whatever. Like Billy Bob Thornton is fucking phenomenal in season one, and each season is its own standalone thing. Each season is incredible. I implore you all to watch it. It's a show that you might just kind of sleep on again because it is FX, and maybe you just like, oh, the movie was good, but why are they going to make a TV show? No, every show is so intense, and they deal with
season's different, right? Like every season's a different cast.
Every season's standalone. Every season's a different cast. I believe, oh gosh, Mary Jane from this Raimi Spider-Man movies.
Kirsten Dunst
is amazing in season two, and she's starring with Martin Freeman.
I love Martin.
And they're both just like, oh, these Minnesota. You know, it's all like the Minnesotan sort of like Fargo area. It is fantastic, dude. You have to watch these goddamn shows. They're so good. They build tension in the same like amazing ways that I think Vince Gilligan does in Breaking Bad. It's so goddamn good.
I finished, speaking of Billy Bob Thornton, D is into Goliath, which I've watched kind of by virtue of her watching it. It's a really good show. It's a show where he's like a lawyer. It's weird, but it's good. And this last season they shot in San Francisco. And it's very much like they just leaned heavily into like the, speaking of detective noir stuff, it is noir shit. Everywhere they go, there's smoke, there's neon lights. It's always night. It's really cool.
Goliath drama series.
It's good. The first season is a little bit strange, so it might put you off. But I came in at the second season. I watched a few episodes of the first season, then I came in on the second season. I was like, I really like this.
He's wearing a really good toupee here, Billy Bob.
It's a great hairpiece, man. It's a great hairpiece.
I don't even think this is for. This looks like a still from one of the red carpet events. This is like one of the best Billy Bob toupees I've ever seen in my life.
Everything. It's one of those things, Andy, where you think, "Why am I even trying?"
It doesn't look as good.
Even toupee.
Shave and toupee.
It's the only way.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Overland. Cozy season is upon us. And if anybody out there knows me, they know that I love being cozy. I love being comfortable. And now I've learned there's nothing better for my feet to achieve that than these Overland sheepskin slippers. I've been loving it. They are so soft. They're so high quality. And the biggest thing that impresses me is her whole life, Gia has been like, I'm not a slipper person. Guess what? I'm catching her in these slips every day now. She looks so damn comfy. You gotta love it. Overland uses expert craftsmanship to pair the highest quality merino sheepskin, which is naturally moisture wicking, temperature regulating, and antimicrobial, with supportive memory foam midsoles to make slippers that feel and wear better for longer. Don't wait another day to slip into something way more comfortable. Get the best high quality sheepskin slippers on the market at overland.com/kindoffunny. You'll get free shipping and free returns, and I recommend you go today because these slippers are so beloved that they've been known to sell out. That's overland.com/kindoffunny. 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 Next up, shout out to Babbel. A lot of us are thinking about travel again, but not knowing the language of our destination can make even the simplest things harder. But you can change that with Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. Their short lessons on practical topics from menus to directions to local culture make it a travel essential. Greg Miller's been using Babbel to learn a little bit more French so he can impress Jen, and it's been going very, very well. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it easy for learning on a busy schedule. Other language learning programs rely on AI, but Babbel works with language experts to create their lessons. And Babbel's teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, and German, even Turkish and Indonesian. Plus, their speech recognition technology can help you improve your pronunciation and accent, because even if you are a tourist, you don't need to sound like one. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use the promo code MORNING. That's BABBEL.com, code MORNING. Babbel. Language for life. And finally, shout out to Raycon. There's so much going on right now, whether it's stuff you're excited about like traveling or stuff you'd rather avoid like traffic. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can control the vibes in your own head when you've got a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Cool Greg's been training for a half marathon, and as he's been getting his run on, as he's been working out, he's been listening to his jams using his everyday Raycons. He's been loving them. Raycon's new everyday earbuds look feel and sound better than ever. They've got an improved rubber oil look and feel and optimized gel tips for a perfect in-ear fit. Plus, you get 3 new sound profiles, so the sound is great no matter what you're listening to, whether it's a podcast like this, rock music, EDM, hip-hop. It's all cool. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound every bit as good. Right now, Kinda Funny listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/kindoffunny. That's buyraycon.com/kindoffunny to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/kindoffunny.
You can always tell with the hair plugs and stuff like that. And as I zoomed in, it looked a little bit more obvious, but from far away, I was like, wow, that looks like Eric Clapton. That's who I thought this was.
I was talking about hair plugs with Dee this morning because she was like, can you get hair plugs?
not gonna sugarcoat that. Can't get into that story any easier, man. You got to just jump in to the deep end on that one.
Oh, my God.
And she was, we were talking about hair plugs because I think and she was like, can you get them without anyone knowing? And I was like, I can't do anything without anyone knowing. No. Like, we would 100% make content out of it.
Nick, I mean this very lovingly, only lovingly. You are the type of person that makes it so that people can't get hair plugs. Like, you're the type of person like, nah, they got hair plugs. Like, you will call it out in a way that most people would just let it go. So it's like, I feel like you're the weird only one that would know and that would like care about it. It's like, there's so many of those type of like, what are they called? Like, just beauty things you can do. Enhancements, procedures. Yeah. I don't know, whatever the cosmetic. That's what they call it. Cosmetic surgery, surgeries and whatever. It's just like, yeah, Nick, you're the type of person to be like, yeah, I'm calling it out.
Are you trying to say that if I got hair plugs, I would become an expert at it and we would do a podcast within every podcast called Plug It Up?
Oh, like, that nice. Dude
for sure got hair plugs.
Nice.
Put a plug in it. Oh, put a plug in it, Andy. That's what I like.
That is one of the funniest segues that we've had.
Oh yeah, my God. Holy shit. Somebody please clip that out. Clip out.
It was just the brutal. It was the delivery of it. It was the delivery of it. That was a masterful delivery.
That's what happens when you get married. Your wife just says things like that. We were talking about stuff because I was thinking like my hair pill, and I just recently started doing the minoxidil like foam stuff. Right. Because I'm like, hey, why not? I'm happy with where the hair is at, but if it could be a little thicker, we'll see. And I was rubbing it in, and Dee just was like, can you get hair plugs? And I'm like, I suppose I could, but her point in asking in the conversation was like, would you be able to? Do you think you could do that? And then just not call attention to it and people wouldn't notice. And I'm like, well, I've been on camera for thousands of hours at this point, and I've talked about how insecure I am about my height and my hair. So if I showed up 6'2" with a full head of hair, someone would be like,
oh, yeah,
what did you do over the Christmas break? Like, you know, what happened there?
Thank you so much for this, Andy. Yeah, it's funny you say this because I've been thinking about it recently. And like, especially, it's not just the fact that the audience has seen us for thousands of hours, but we look at each other for thousands of hours. And the moment any one of us does something even slightly different, like, you know, I wear a beanie. Cool. We're talking about the beanie. And I understand that. That's the content is us noticing things, right? But it's so funny that if we were to like change our hair up, it would be an entire podcast about it. You know,
I thought about shaving my head a bunch just because I'm like, I kind of want to shave it just for fun's sake, mm-hmm. See what it is again. But the part of the reason I don't want to do that is because I don't want Kevin bringing it up every single time we do anything.
Yeah.
Audio listeners, the image I brought up, audio listeners, is a comparison of Drew Brees. Drew Brees, incredible quarterback. You all can see this, right? Tim and Nick can see this.
Yeah.
He retired from being a quarterback last year, immediately jumped into the broadcasting booth. Got a little hair job, and it looks really damn good, I think.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It looks really convincing compared to other ones that I've seen done.
Like, that's my thing is, I'm like, I just want to fill it out a little bit. I feel like the thing you start to get the Nick Scarpino wrath on is when you go full on Sylvester Stallone, where his hair line is actually lower and thicker than it was in the 80s. Which is
how I imagine Nick showing up. It's like him just trying to play it cool. And it's just he's nothing but hair.
Just hair. I've got a half an inch between my eyebrows and the hair. Yeah. And it's just because we ran out of back hair or wherever the hell they had to take it from.
Here's one. Here's one you don't want it to look like. This is Jason Witten. Similar story. Jason Witten played tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. One of my favorite players of all time. Was always thinning his whole career. And then jumped into the broadcasting booth. And yeah, so suddenly had a dead animal on his head.
That's a toupee. He's wearing a hairpiece.
Yeah, but who cares?
I mean, I do. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I just think that this... I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's all just personal shit. Personally, I think he looks way better on the right than he does on the left.
Well, yeah, of course, but he could just... At that point, I'm like, you're a good-looking guy, shave the head. It comes down to, like...
I think a lot of it is the stigma. It's the stigma. Yes. It's the stigma of being ashamed of being bald, and you're doing something to try to improve
it. That's what it is.
I've noticed that, like, it's so much less accepted if a woman wants to just put on hair extensions. Like, because that's like...
That's less accepted?
No. It's way more accepted. Like, I feel like if a guy wants to improve his hair situation, it's looked at as like, oh, look at this fucking... You see him on TV the other day? Where, like, I think hairstyles are a lot more flexible if you are a woman who wants to wear her head up or down or hair extensions or cut bangs or do this. Like, when you're changing it up that quickly, it becomes just kind of a look for that week and a half, and maybe you change it up later. But when you're a dude, you kind of just have the same hairstyle all the time. And then if you change it, it's this big dramatic thing.
Unless you're Jared
Leto. I want to make the smallest change to my hair. And I just know I don't have the hair for it. I want to go back. Like, I don't want it to be the comb over. I want it to be straight up back. Straight up Pidgeotto shit, Andy. That's my goal, is Pidgeotto. But my hair's too curly. It won't do it.
I have fought every single barber I've gone to for the last 2 years. They always want to cut a fucking part into my hair. And I'm like, can you please just Google Bruce Willis from Die Hard? That is what I want the hair to look like. I just want it to go back that way. But they always, it's always this. It's always longer this way. It comes over. I'm like... That's why I want to just shave my head and go to a new barber, so that they don't know, like, they don't do the standard cut over and over again. I'm convinced barbers only know how to do one cut. It's the part with the fade, and that's it. Yeah. You ask them to do anything else, and it, like, mystifies them. Like, for instance, I didn't ask for my mullet to be this short. That's just kind of what the barber did. He was like, I kind of want it to be like a shorter version of what I have right now. He's like, cool, I'll give you the normal haircut that I normally get. I'm like, God damn it. Leave it long in the back, Daddy. He's trying to be unique.
I really want to dye my hair.
What color? Oh my god, blonde? Andy, I love that for you.
You should do blonde like Tim's.
I want to
it up last week, but I got it this week.
You got it this week.
I want to do, sorry, I've got like an allergy thing going on. All right, I've been like sneezing. Dip
it up.
I might need to sneeze, but I've also been like kind of ready for the mic in case the Blue Angels fly overhead.
I'm just letting mine ride, man. I'm raw dogging it. I don't care. If you guys hit the Blue Angels, congratulations. That's America. That's a little bit of America in your sweet earbuds.
I want to dye my hair like a much, much lighter brown on top, because I already have dark brown hair, right? Very dark brown on top. Mm-hmm. I would like to do a much lighter version. I don't know. Shroud, the streamer, got his hair dyed a couple months ago, and I thought it looked so dope. And I'm not even sure what color it is. It's kind of like
silver.
It's like a desaturated kind of brown.
People have been doing like silver. Purplish, like a silver with a purple tint.
Alana type.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. Every time I see that in public, I'm like, that's cool. Fucking rad looking. Andy, I'm terrified to do any of that stuff though, because then I know my hair will just fall out and never come back. And then I'll have to hear Kev go, See? Told you should do it.
Yeah, like Shroud normally has the dark brown hair. And when he dyed it, I just thought that shit looked cool. I just think it looks
dope. You should dye it, dude.
And I want to do the top, but leave the sides like the same color.
Yeah.
Dude, you look fucking cool, frost, man. The tips, man. Think about frosting those tips, bro. Where are we at with that?
Should I get like a... Maybe I should do dreads at Chris Kirkpatrick. And I should get like some frosted dreads.
Okay, we'll say it. That's a frost hard... We'll save that for option three.
Okay.
Option two?
As a kid, I also always wanted to do the Seth Green from Can Hardly Wait, where he had... the kind of spiky hair, but he had the braids. Do you remember he would braid his hair like in little tiny bangs? That was always like Seth Green. He Can't Hardly Wait. And he had the goggles, too. He was supposed... That's how you know I was a loser, because he was supposed to be a loser.
Yeah. And you were like, that guy's cool.
And I thought, that guy looks cool.
he looks like he belongs in Splatoon.
Yeah,
he does.
You're so
he
right.
Had that, it was like at any second he could go snowboarding. No further preparation needed. I Can't Hardly Wait is one of those movies that I want to go back and watch, but it was so impactful to me back in the day. I liked it so much that I don't want to watch it and have it not hold up. So I've just been putting off watching it for like 10 years. Isn't that wild?
I think
you know what's wild is Alfredo did this. Alfredo did a very similar hairstyle to what Andy's talking about, but instead of doing the multicolored thing, it was just all the like silver foxy type shit. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to pull up my Instagram or whatever. And I realized I can just Google my friend's name and hair and it'll come up. Life is fucking weird, guys. I just Googled Alfredo Diaz blonde and boom, there it is.
I want to see it. I want to see Alfredo Diaz blonde.
That was a while back though, right?
It was a couple years back.
Was that before he joined Achievement Hunter?
No, he was with Achievement Hunter when he did it.
Oh, that's right. Alfredo,
great hair. Wait, did Trevor do it
too? Hold on. Andy, can you pull up the Google image search?
Yeah, because I Googled Alfredo Diaz, but I spelled it with an S instead of a D, and I got...
Google Alfredo Diaz blonde.
Yeah, I got it.
Am I crazy? Do I not know how to spell blonde?
B-L-O-N-D-E?
It always
gets you.
It's secret E's,
dude. I'm tired of the secret E's.
But see, this was later. So if you go to the image silver, next to this,
That looks cool as shit.
He actually dyed his hair and it was silver, and then over time it grew out and it turned into that blonde with his normal silver black tips. Underneath.
That's dope. That looks cool as shit. See, this is the thing that's going to happen to you, Tim, is that you're going to get old and your hair is just going to go silver fox like Greg's is starting to go.
Dude.
So you're going to have a thick head of hair and it's going to be silver and it's going to look so fucking cool.
One day it's going to look cool. Right now it looks horrible because it's just splotchy everywhere. Specifically, look at this.
The beard. Oh, yeah, the beard.
Yeah, that's everyone's beard though, dude.
I know, but beard. I have these two little just puddles of fluff.
Oh, I don't have that too. I don't have enough. So I pluck out the ones that I do see.
Dude, I went to this orthopedic surgeon to have my knee checked out last week. And he was a really nice guy. But you know how doctors are weird sometimes where they're trying to be like personable and you're like, let's just don't do that. It's weird. I was like, so what causes like your deterioration of cartilage? And he's like, well, usually an injury happens and then your cartilage deteriorates in the joint that the injury happens in. And then bada bing, bada boom, a few years later, you get it, you get like arthritis or you get pain in the knee and you have to figure it out. Right. And he goes, but it's, you know, he's like, it's life, man. It's very common. He's like, it's just like you trying to stop, you know, that gray in your hair. And he kept saying it. I was like, is the gray in my hair a problem? Like, is this an issue for you? What's
I'm not
happening?
Stopping it. What do you mean?
Like, what are you talking about? I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know it was up there. Like, he kept pointing to like one gray hair. I'm like, am I falling apart? What the fuck is happening? Can I do something about that?
Funny. Yeah, I'm at the point where I like, Tim, if I had as much gray as you did in my goatee, I would just let it rock. But I get annoyed when I just see one.
Dude,
I'm like,
here's
go away.
The thing.
Go away. You're being either all of you or none of you. You know,
and my problem is I used to try to pluck just the gray ones, but they hit a point. I'm like, there's too many. Can't do it. But what I hate is they have a different texture.
They're
coarse and they're shitty. And I'm just like, man, I used to be soft.
That's my beard hair. I hit 40 and my beard turned like the hairs turned into wire brush hairs.
Totally, dude.
And you can't eat like they're everywhere. You can just see them everywhere. By the way, I'm looking at a picture right now of when we made Alfredo shave a mohawk and put a tattoo on his head and never used it.
I love that.
It's
so cool.
So badass.
Wait, real quick, Andy, can you bring back up the Google search for Alfredo Diaz blonde?
Mm-hmm.
On the like third row down, all the way to the right, there's a picture of me and him.
Oh, right,
Zach Morris.
Just so fucking funny.
It's really, really small.
Well, doesn't matter. Just even if it's small, this picture is me and Alfredo at prom. I hate that you can Google Alfredo Diaz blonde and a picture of me and him at fucking prom comes up.
Well, dude, I'm looking at this picture of you guys right now. Somebody that maybe photoshopped.
Oh, I photoshopped that like years ago before I even joined. Kind of funny. I don't even have that photo up here on my page.
Oh my. Which one? The one with them is Zach Morris and AC Slater. Dude, I'm telling you right now, Tim. I think I might give up on the mullet, but I'd like to pass that along to you. I think you could do the mullet.
Take it up.
I think it'd be amazing.
I mean,
why are you getting a different
curly
search
it's not. Curly mullets are fucking badass. All you need to do is grow it out. Like, you know when you get the Justin Timberlake boofy boof?
Yeah.
Grow it out and then go and just shave down the sides. That's all you got to do. And then let it, don't put any product in it. Just let it flow.
Nick, I need to tell you this. I need to tell you this very loudly and clearly. That is what I did. That is what I did when it was the worst haircut of my life, when we were back at the studio and it literally looked like I just had a dead cat that was just sitting on my head. It looked like my hair was not part of who I am. It was
congratulations.
Just a
you had half a mullet. You just needed the party in the back and it would have been badass. See, if I had your hairline, I would change it up all the time. I would just grow it out, and then I would just do like a thick mohawk at one point. I would do the mullet. I would do like the shave. You look great with a shaved head too. It's fucking annoying. It looks great, you and your brother both. I would just do that all. I would alternate like 5 or 6 haircuts all the time if I had that hair. But as is right now, I'm terrified. Right now, sometimes when the guy goes to wash my hair and he gets a little too aggressive, like taking the water out of it, I'm like, hey, I can't afford that up here. Like, you can be aggressive back here on this side.
Be careful.
But on top, you got to be real delicate, bro. I can feel those hair. I can feel the hairs pulling out.
I can feel the hair being like, oh my God, I haven't felt this force in such a long time.
Like, the hair's like, ow.
Tim, when I was younger, my mom would straighten my hair. Because I have the wavy hair. I wanted straight emo hair. I wanted the long emo bangs. And it was just impossible with how my hair is. So my mom, every once in a while, would sit me down in the seat. My mom also, like, used to cut hair. I don't know if she ever did it professionally at a shop, but she just always has had the gear for it.
Yeah. So she, my like, mom, too.
Sits me down with the drape, and, like, you know, she's been cutting my dad's hair. My dad's bald, but, you know, she, you know, angles him up, and she'll cut my brother's hair every once in a while. But, yeah, she would sit me down and put the formula in my hair, and then I would have to, like, slick it a certain way and then just sit there, and it would burn a bit. It smelled really, really bad. And then I would wash it out, and then it was straight for like a month and a half, and then it would eventually go away, and then you do it again. But I got to imagine that that kind of escalated and accelerated the balding process,
wear and tear.
Yeah, those are the miles you don't want on your it's like, you know what it is, it's like Tiger Woods, Tim, who did all the boot camp stuff. He wanted to be like his dad in military and would do crazy boot camp procedures with the Navy. And they were like, dude, your legs are fucking breaking apart. You can't do this.
Yeah. Wow. He needed to punish himself.
Yeah.
Cody Hagler in the live chat right now says, if Tim did that, if Tim got a mullet, he might look a little too much like Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down. To which I respond, how is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
How could that possibly be a bad thing? And I'm looking at pictures of Danny McBride as Kenny Powers, and I'm so jealous of this fucking amazing mullet that he had the entire time he did this show. What a true hero.
I'm getting to the point where, obviously, my procedure when I go to sleep, I put the minoxidil in my hair.
Do you do it twice a day?
Yeah. I mean, not really in the morning, not every morning, but at night for sure.
I'm curious to see if it adds thickness. So a lot of people in live chat are like, Nick, you've got good hair. I like my hair. I have a good relationship with my hair. I just want it, parts of it in the front. It's starting to thin a lot, and I want to see if I can get it just a little thicker there in the crown. I'm just curious, right? Again, I'm 42. I made it this long without hair. My brother went bald 25. Guess who won?
Dude. I mean, again, I thought I was going to be bald by like 25. Yeah, I straight, so, like, just with what I was seeing, there's photos of me where I was already kind of paranoid that people would be shocked by the sudden, like, Andy used to have long hair, and now he just shaved it. Because I was like, I'm going to have to shave my hair one day.
Yeah.
So I was starting to cut my hair shorter and shorter so that transition was a lot more seamless when I eventually shaved my hair. And as I would cut my hair shorter and shorter, I would see more and more of my scalp. And I was like, God damn, it is really going up there. But I think a lot of it was just a lot doing minoxidil. What is it? How do you say it?
Minoxidil
every night and every morning. And what I've been running into lately with my hair is that I will put the minoxidil in my hair at night and just kind of like let it style rock it, or whatever. And I don't slick it down. And what's been happening is the hair has been naturally folding to my left now. And there's like a constant kind of thing happening. And I don't want it to constantly do that thing.
Bravo.
So I've been having to So I'm slicking you, motherfucker. You better stay down, like kind of back into the side, you know. And so this morning, this is the result of that, which is like I'm used to waking up and it's straight up just like boop, like doing this all the time. And then when I try to correct those straightens, it just doesn't work. When I try to use a straightener to correct that, because it's a straight line, like either here or here or here, you know, like really annoying.
You have the most anime hair I have ever seen. It's the fucking coolest thing in the world. I love the irony that legitimately, if anyone were to ask me, like, has your favorite hair of anyone you know, the two of you would be on the list. So it's like, that's the funniest thing. But like, I love both of you guys' hair in different ways. But Andy's, because it is pure anime, and it's, you so just commit anime to it. And like,
Andy's hair is great because I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know? I see it and I don't get how you do it. And I'm a pretty smart person, self-proclaimed. So I don't know. Like, I know a lot about a lot, especially hair. But the first time I met you, I was like, how? What if?
What if? It's weird because if I know I'm going to be on camera after I shower, I probably won't wash my hair. Because in order to get it this way, it really has to be like I wash it or whatever. And then I put the minoxidil and I'll slick it down. Or I'll try to like just kind of tease it up in the front to kind of.
Do you do the whole head? Do you do the whole scalp?
Minoxidil?
Yeah.
Just
where you feel like it's thin.
Yeah, like I know they only say to do the crown, but like I'll do a bit of the crown, I'll put a bit here, and then I'll put a bit here, like on the
that's
the
what I've been doing.
Yeah.
So it's funny because when we talked about it it was a couple years ago when we started getting the For Him sponsors, and it's a bummer that they're not sponsoring us anymore. But you were like, hey, you don't have to use the oil, you can use the foam, and you blew my mind with that, and it stuck around here. And now For Him's has a foam, so I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. I use the rest of their products, why not? I'll give it a shot.
The foam is way cooler. Foam is way more like just mousse again.
Well, it's just like mousse and it goes away. It doesn't dry. Like the other shit would dry and be like kind of crackly around the crown. I didn't like it very much. It kind of looked like I had hairspray or something stuck onto my scalp. But
I keep trying to find this Saved by the Bell Photoshop that I did like legitimately 7 years ago.
And it was a really good Photoshop. I thought they did cosplay together. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Look at how it's so weird looking at these episodes and seeing how you all would do a custom thumbnail for every podcast episode.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, think about it, though, Andy. That was, you mean all the breakouts we would do? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like I'm seeing episode 69 with all of you all.
Uh-huh.
Like it's Fredo, it's Colin, it's Nick, and it's Tim, and it's the picture of Quagmire. Mm-hmm. And like every podcast episode had its own square thumbnail.
Oh, even the album art. Yeah, that was cool. Until it wasn't.
Because I remember when I first started at Kind of Funny, I had to do a couple, and then suddenly it just went away. And I was like, all right, yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah. I just realized the reason we stopped doing it is because there's just more and more podcast streaming places came up, like Spotify and, you know, iHeartRadio and shit. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't even show the custom work. It would always, you just submit one that stays for everything. I'm like, this isn't worth it for the percentage of people. But yeah,
there's Billy Bob.
Look at that. Yeah, those are hair plugs. Yeah. That's what a hair plug looks like.
But like in the smaller thumbnail form, I was like, wow, that looks really good, Billy Bob. Again, I saw it like at about this size. I was that looks like Eric Clapton right there. I mean, it's really good. Oof. Like this, not great. This is kind this is how he looks in Fargo.
Yeah, so that's like a hairpiece.
Yeah,
which is fine, and I get it. Listen, if that's what makes you comfortable, that's totally fine. I just don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Remember when Angelina Jolie had blood of his in a... They had
the one
blood
that used to carry
necklaces.
Vials of each other's bloods. Yeah, I've been trying to get Tim to do that with me for 7 years, and he just refuses.
And they were like going to third base with each other in front of cameras on like the red carpet.
Oh, they were getting down and dirty on like the VMAs or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah,
like this is weird.
Oh, you know what? It was a premiere for Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, that's right. When she had the dreads, when she had the blonde dreads.
It's just what I'm assuming it is because I see the seconds in the background.
Yeah,
it is. It's got to be Gone in 60
Seconds.
That's
my favorite Billy Bob, where he's like, you don't know if I'm bald or not because I'm always going to wear a hat.
She's going to wear this.
God bless.
It's so wild how dyeing your hair can just drastically change how old you look. Because I'll never forget like watching Jack Black's YouTube channel when he was first kind of doing his YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all the gray in his beard. You see all the gray in his hair. It's like, God, man, Jack Black's like, he's looking aged, right? Like, it's kind of wild. And then in the video, he goes to dye his hair for Jungle Cruise. And he looks 25 years younger. It is so wild that, like, just a natural sort of thing. It's like, God damn, dude. No wonder why all these actors look so young. Because in the movies, they just always have dyed hair. It's wild.
But see, that's actually a pet peeve of mine, too. Tim, I know this is going to shock you, but I've spent a lot of time thinking about old guys that dye their hair specific colors to look younger.
Die. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nick Scarpino podcast.
I'm telling you. What's
we got
up,
wig it out. We got plug it up. And we got die.
I just there's always like a threshold with it, right? Obviously, if you're like 40 and you've got, you want to dye your hair a little bit to get some, rid of some of the gray, that's totally fine. But my big pet peeve is when someone's clearly in their 60s or even 70s and they dye their hair all one color and it's a dark brown. And so it makes it look like you're wearing a wig because you can't dye your face. You can't dye the skin and your wrinkles and the years of age and experience that you've had. And so it just always ends up looking anachronistic, right? It always ends up looking like something that doesn't belong on your head. And it puts me off every single time. I see it in public sometimes too. And I'm like, I can't stop staring at it because then it looks like you're wearing like a dead cat on your head.
Yeah,
if you're going to do it, leave a little gray. Leave a little gray and have it like just peppered in. Don't do it all one color. That's always the... See, this is the thing. Like, guys are stupid. We go, oh, we'll just get the Just for Men and you dye it and then it's fine. When you watch, like when my wife goes to do like her hair, when she gets her hair colored, it takes like 3 hours. They do like layers of different color in it. So it looks cool and not natural, but at least it's not all one block of color. And that's done on purpose so that it doesn't draw the... like it doesn't look unnatural.
I would say a good rule of thumb, and I've stood by this for, at this point, a majority of my life, and it's treated me very well. If any product is specifically designed for men, it's probably not the thing you should be using, even if you are a man. What that really means, for the most part, when it's come, if you're at a Walgreens or you're somewhere and you're walking through looking at any type of beauty supply and it says for men, that just means they're dumbing it down. They're giving you the cheapest, easiest thing possible to just get it done because they think we're all fucking stupid. And that's what results in what you're talking about, Nick. I'm just like, exactly. Then it doesn't look like you dyed your hair, then it looks like somebody photoshopped your hair in real life
or they spray painted it.
Yeah, exactly. You need to like pay a little more attention, get it done right. But I'm in support of, like, if people want to dye their hair because they prefer the way they look with other colored hair, I don't care if you're 70 or whatever. It's like, if you're uncomfortable with it, you're uncomfortable with it. I'm uncomfortable with this, and I'm not saying I'm gonna dye it, but I'm also not saying I'm not gonna dye it. But I will say that I'm not good at dyeing things, so no. I probably
last
will
time
not.
You dyed something, it ended up with your head being bald and bloody. So it I would maybe
horrible.
Don't do it. I mean, you can get the Just for Men.
You were bloody.
You
what do you mean?
He had to shave his head last time, didn't he? And then after he dyed it, or was am I thinking two different things?
Well, you're combining. It was a similar. They weren't because of each other, but okay. For Halloween, I dyed my hair blonde as a joke to be Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai, and it just was not different enough. It was clearly different than what I have, but I wanted it to be like, LOL, this is what Tim looks like blonde, and it turned out just like, oh, Tim looks a little blonder than normal, and I'm like, fuck, this backfired. And then for extra life, we raised enough money, so I had to shave it off.
Remember, but then he didn't. But then Gia shaved it off, and it was the most painful thing. And then Tim got like third-degree burns on his head and was shivering the entire time.
Okay, yeah, there was,
I want to show up really there. Scared. I was legit scared for you. I was like, you might be in shock right now because your skin is like is fucked up.
I want to show.
Like, also, like, I'm like, it's just a ticking clock, Andy, until that hair grows back and looks amazing.
It's gonna come back thicker and stronger somehow.
Fuck. It really did, dude.
Oak. It's like an oak, a forest, a oak forest.
One more exhibit. This is Colin Cowherd, former ESPN guy, now works at Fox Sports. He started off, he's always had this sort of hairstyle. He looks good. Receding hairline, who cares? Like, he's always kind of rocked this look.
A little bit of gray on the sides. You're accepting it. You look good. You look seasoned.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Now, what happened was when he left ESPN, the first day he was on Fox Sports, decided to do a little change. And it was like, it took the internet by storm because of how drastic it looked. And
that's just a hairpiece.
It was just so like, what are you doing, man? You looked great before. You looked totally great.
So this is what I'm saying, right? So he dyed the hair a chestnut brown. He did leave a little gray in the sides like I'm talking about, but the top is clearly unnatural looking. He tried to get a bit of a tan there. He's got that spray tan going on, but he still looks his age, and there's nothing wrong with being older. I think that might be what the reaction I have to it is. It's like, we just need to, like, I think it creates the stigma that getting old is bad, and I just don't like that. I'm like, we should just accept what age we're at and how we are and what form we're at. I think that's kind of why I harp on it a little bit here and there. And of course,
yeah, I just I'm coming from the other end. I'm just like, I just think like that's true. It's totally fine to look old, but it's also totally fine to not want to look old.
Oh, of course. And honestly, I mean, you guys know me. Everyone's listening to this podcast. 99% of the shit that I'm talking about, I'm talking out of my ass, just having fun, having a goof, just to take a side and have fun. If you do you, whatever makes you feel confident and want to walk out into the world. Obviously.
Also, thank you, Andy, for. Just doing weird. Whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here,
just
Andy, but
graphic designs art.
That's perfect.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, that's been your Kind of Funny podcast for this week, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're a patron member, it doesn't stop there. We're actually going to go into our Patreon only post show, where we give everyone a little extra and we talk about what we really think about facial hair. So if you're clamoring for more on that, stay tuned. And of course, if you're not a patron and you don't have the bucks to give us, no big deal. You can just go over to youtube.com/kindoffunny and make sure you subscribe to our channel and leave your favorite cheese flavor in the comments below. Oh, I don't want this joke to die.
So if you all expected time codes, sorry. There's no shot.
Time codes. I think around 41 minutes we did the ad. That's all we got to worry about. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, it has been our pleasure to serve you.